Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The DH, David Justice. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Burba covering, for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Borders hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields the ball and throws to Berba covering. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Caruso is 0-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ordonez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dunston is 0-1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Dunston. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Dunston steals second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ramirez is 0-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Durham who tags Ramirez, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dunston scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tomey is 0-1 in the game. Tomey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Norton is 0-1 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burbo fields it and throws to first for the out. Norton moves to second. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kreuter strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Whiten reaches second base with a double. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to third. 2 outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 0-for-1 in the game. Borders strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caruso strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston misplays the ball. That's an error on Dunston. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott takes first base on ball 4. Norton moves to second. Mike Cameron pinch runs for Jeff Abbott. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burba spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Burba. Norton moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Whiten chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Dunston. Dunston fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dunston. Norton scores. Cameron scores. Kreuter goes all the way around to score. Durham moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, White Sox. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Mesa now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing center field. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 2 in the game. Borders hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kreuter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kreuter hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kreuter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dunston is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Lofton moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tomey is 0-for-3 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.